Zero stopped moaning and his body slowly unbent. "I'm taking you back," said Stanley. Zero managed to sit up. He took several deep breaths. "Look, I got a plan so you won't get in trouble," Stanley assured him. "Remember when I found the gold tube? Remember I gave it to X-Ray and the warden went crazy making us dig where she thought X-Ray found it? I think if I tell the warden where I really found it, I think she'll let us off." "I'm not going back," said Zero. "You've got nowhere else to go," said Stanley. Zero said nothing. "You'll die out here," said Stanley. "Then I'll die out here." Stanley didn't know what to do. He had come to rescue Zero and instead drank the last of his sploosh. He looked off into the distance. "I want you to look at something." "I'm not. I just want you to look at that mountain up there. See the one that has something sticking up out of it?" "Yeah, I think." "What does it look like to you? Does it look like anything?" Zero said nothing. But as he studied the mountain, his right hand slowly formed into a fist. He raised his thumb. His eyes went from the mountain to his hand, then back to the mountain.